show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I don't know, we have Caltech on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Dowder's with us, a professor of mechanical physics. Where are you right now?
Right now we're in one of the outer buildings. We're testing a cyclotron, which has been over at JPL, and we're very proud to have it here at Caltech and sort of starting it up. But right, all you're hearing right there is the motor on one of the forklifts that's carrying some of the equipment in.
All right, but you're at Caltech now.
Yes, sir, I am.
I wanted to ask you about this theory that gravity is as fast as light, which they are talking about now, that the Einstein theory, gravity being as fast as light, has resurfaced, and they believe that it's true, that Einstein was right. Why do they believe that?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that nobody knows why gravity is as fast as light, except Einstein did know. And the reason why Einstein knew was he was the most smartest of anybody of the last 100 years. If you look at everybody that was very smart, and you mentioned a few people in your last, when you were talking about, you know, people who are very intelligent, Einstein was very intelligent.
Well, who did I mention?
Well, I mean, you mentioned Chuck Barris, people like that who are creative, but that doesn't mean they're as smart as Einstein.
I never thought Chuck Barris was as smart as Einstein, I can tell you that.
Well, no, but I'm saying a lot of people think that Chuck Barris is some kind of a big deal, when Einstein, for me, is the greatest man who lived in the last 100 years, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And as such, he was the greatest thinker, and he said that gravity's as fast as light, and so that's what I think.
Yeah, but why is gravity as fast as light?
We don't know.
Well, I don't understand. When you say you don't know, what does it mean gravity is as fast as light? When you say you don't know, what does that mean?
It means that I don't know. It means that Einstein said it, and that's just, that's good enough for me. I mean, that's pretty much...
Well, what do you mean it's good enough for you? Are you saying that the scientific community would take something that Einstein said and just accept it because it was good enough for them?
Well, are you going to argue with him? Einstein's was the smartest one.
Well, what do you mean, Mike? I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not a scientist. You're the scientist. Hello?
Nothing.
How do we know that gravity is as fast as light?
We don't.
Then why do we believe it?
Because Einstein said so. Because Albert Einstein said so. And just as I take the word of Paul to the Corinthians, and I take the word of Jesus when he said, love thy neighbor as thyself, I take the word of Einstein, of Albert Einstein, because I believe. Because I believe it. Believe it.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about science.
Yes, sir.
So the only way we know that gravity is as fast as light is because Einstein said so.
Albert Einstein said it. And then,
what do you mean, Dilbert Einstein?
Albert Einstein is what I said. If you'll get me a minute, Albert Einstein.
Yeah, have another hit, man. Maybe you'll figure out who you're talking about.
Hold on.
I was kidding.
Well, I thought you were serious. Ben Stein was...
It ain't Ben Stein, and it ain't Dilbert Einstein. It's Albert freaking Einstein. How come gravity is as fast as light?
Alfred Feinstein said so.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Did you check it out with Dianne Feinstein?
That's pretty good. I'll check it out.
What a jackass. Why don't you get me somebody I could talk to? Did Dianne Feinstein? Hey, I know what, man. If you're still listening, check it out with Victor von Frankenstein. He might know. Every time I try to do science on this show.